Welcome to the Golden Age of Baseball with Eddie Robinson, baseball's oldest living player. Eddie was a four-time All-Star first baseman, scout, coach, and front office executive during his amazing 65-year career in baseball. These podcasts will give the baseball enthusiast the opportunity to share a slice of baseball history with someone who actually lived it.
This is Eddie Robinson, and we're starting on a new venture here. We're going to have a podcast. I never heard of a podcast until Greg Ricks and Peyton Scarth and I were talking one day, and I told them I was doing nothing but sitting around the house. And they said, well, why the hell don't we do a podcast? And they explained to me what it was. And I thought, yeah, that might be fun. It might be fun because I'm a dyed-in-the-wool baseball person. I've been in baseball all my life, still watch it, and just love the game. And I've had so many varied experiences in baseball, having played a long career, 15 years in the big leagues, and then being in the management end of the game, being a head of a player development department, and being general manager of a major league team, and just then consulting with teams on the trades they should make or not make. But my whole career has been baseball, and I thought it would be good to I could share it with you. I played, I guess you'd call it the Golden Age. That's what everybody else calls it. I started in 39. Some people think it goes back to as early as 1935 or maybe a little bit before that, but I choose to think that I played the complete golden age, starting in 1939 and ending in 1985. Over that period of time, I have known so many people. I've worked for so many different owners, characters, Ted Turner, Brad Corbett, Charlie Finley, George Steinbrenner. I worked for all those guys. And I have some stories more about some of them than others, and they're pretty damn good stories. But we'll share that all if this thing takes off. If I get some listeners, I gotta have listeners. I get fan mail. People write me for autographs. And if they write me for an autograph, I figure they're a pretty good fan. So I've saved their address, and I have mailed all of you notice of our first podcast. And I'm hoping that you're listening. I think what would help make it go is if you would write me questions about the golden era or about today's game, how they don't compare in a lot of ways. And for instance, the shift in baseball, I don't agree with the shift. I think it's ugly. And I think we could talk it on one of our programs. So we'll do things like that. But I need you to write in questions of people you may have known in the game or might be a relative of yours. And you want to talk about, I may have played with them or I may have known them. And I can tell you something about your relative as a ball player that you didn't know. All these things I can do. Some of the things I can answer quickly and knowingly are questions that are emailed in. And as I started to say, people who write me and ask me for autographs, A lot of the times they'll ask me questions. And the questions that I get asked the most are, who's the best pitcher you ever hit at? Well, the best pitcher I ever hit at was the guy that got me out the most and the easiest. And that was Eddie Lopat. Now, not a lot of people even know who Eddie Lopat is. But he was one of the starting pitchers on the Yankee team that won five World Series in a row. He was a crafty left-handed pitcher. He didn't throw the ball hard, but he had a great knack of changing his motion and the speed of the ball. And he not only got me out, he got a lot of other people out. But I got so I wouldn't even use a good bat against him. I'd just take my batting practice bat up. I figured I'd be breaking it anyway. And if I did, it wouldn't matter. So that's one question I get asked. The next question is, dealing with pitchers, is who's the hardest throwing pitcher you ever hit at? Well, I have Bob Turley on my list as the hardest throwing right-hander. He could really bring it. I remember one night we were playing Baltimore, and Turley's pitching with Baltimore. This is before he went, the Yankees traded for him, and he was a Yankee. Anyway, Stengel, the bases loaded in late innings, and Stengel sent me up to pinch hit against Turley. Now, I seldom struck out, hardly ever, in fact, never struck out without taking my bat off the shoulder, off my shoulder. But I did this night against Turley. The count went to 3-2 against me, and something had to happen on the next pitch. And I knew it was 3-2, and I knew that I hadn't swung at a ball yet. So I was determined to swing at the next pitch. I'd be damned if he didn't throw it right by me, and I didn't swing. And I struck out and left the bases loaded for Tommy Byrne. Tommy was a pitcher on the Yankees who was a pretty good hitter. So Stengel would pinch hit with him occasionally. Well, when I hit, there was only one out. So he sent Byrne up, hitting with two out. And what do you think Turley did? He didn't throw his fastball. He looped a curveball up there to Byrne, and he hit it in left center field for a double and scored all three runs. I wish he'd have thrown me a curve. He threw me all fastballs. But he's the hardest throwing right-hander, and the hardest throwing left-hander is Herb Skoor. He pitched for Cleveland, and he's the player who got the ball hit back through the box and hit him in the eye, and I think he lost the eye, or almost lost. Anyway, it really affected his career, but he threw the ball harder than any left-handed pitcher that I faced. Well, there was Whitey Ford and Mel Parnell and Bobby Chance. They're all good pitchers, left-handers, but Skoor could throw it harder than anybody that I knew. And then they write, they ask me, who's the best roommate you ever had? Well, I had a lot of good roommates. I always tried to choose a guy that I roomed with. I'd have to say that Joe Gordon was my favorite roommate. Joe had been with the Yankees and on their pennant winners when he came to Cleveland. And he was my roommate in 1948 when we won the pennant. He was just a really, really nice guy. Not that all my other roommates weren't really nice guys, but Gordon I played with, and it's kind of played next to him in the infield. He was a second baseman. And we just hit it off great. He gave me a really good tip one time. Early on, our first year playing together in 1947, there was a ground ball hit to me, and I booted it, and I was going to pick it up and give it to the pitcher who was covering first. I fumbled with the ball on the ground before I picked it up and didn't get it in my hand in time, and the runner beat my throw to first base to the pitcher. And Joe told me after the game, he said, "Hey, I got a little tip for you." He said, it happens to all of us. But he said, somebody told me one time, whenever you boot a ball and you're trying to pick it up, to complete a play, always make sure you pick it up on the first try. In other words, look at the ball, reach down, and pick it up. Because if you don't, you fumble with it, you get lost. You don't get it there in time. And I appreciate that. That was a real valuable lesson. Another question they ask is, who's the best player you ever played against? Well, now you're really getting down into it. I was an American League player, so I never played against the National League teams except in All-Star games. But the best player I ever played against was Joe DiMaggio. And I don't have to say much about DiMaggio because you all know him. And he was indeed a great player, a great leader. And he'd get the big hit when you needed it. And everybody looked up to him. He was operated on in Baltimore one winter for an Achilles heel. So I was living in Baltimore in the winter, and he had the operation, and I went to see him in the hospital to kind of cheer him up, and I'd played against him with Cleveland, and of course he knew me. And I got in to see him, and he didn't forget it. And I was in 4 All-Star games. Every All-Star game I was in, he was in too. And we would always warm up together, and we became friends. And I was quite happy to have Joe as my friend. The other question I get asked a lot is, what town I like to play in the most. I played in 7 ballparks, having them as my home field. And none of my home parks were my favorite. They were pretty tough. I wasn't hitting well when I was with Cleveland, and that was a fair park. Down the line was 320, and then it had a circle fence, and it went out and got deeper in right center, left center. I think it was 410 to center field. And there I went to Washington. Well, it was only 320 down the line, but the fence was 50 feet high. And you really had to hit a ball hard to hit it high enough at the time to go over the fence. So that was a difficult park. I think I hit 18 home runs there. And that tied the record for Washington at the time. And then I was traded to Chicago, and that was a graveyard for hitters. It was 352 feet down each foul line, and then it went out to 365 and on out to 410 in center field. I know it was a big ballpark, but I seemed to thrive there. I had my best years in the big leagues playing for the Chicago White Sox. I even hit a ball over the roof there, which had only been done previously by Jimmy Fox and Hank Greenberg. I think 5 guys had hit it over the roof. I think I was the 6th guy to hit it over the roof. And they had me on television. That was a big deal. An interesting thing, the Stockyards are not far from the Comiskey Park, the old Comiskey Park, the one they tore down. And they gave 2 steak dinners for every home run. I hit 29 home runs one year. So I had a lot of steak dinners. My teammates all were buttering up to me. They wanted me to take them there for dinner. And I did. And we ate a lot of good steak at the Stockyard Inn. But those are some of the kind of questions that I get asked. Can't think of any others offhand, but I'm sure you have questions. And if you do, well, you can please email me. And we'll get better conversations going. I don't have to talk about me all the time. I can talk about things that you have interest in. Greg and Peyton and I will enjoy it more doing the podcast. This podcast stuff's all new to me, but I hope it works. I hope you find it interesting, and I'll be looking forward to talking to you again.
Thank you for listening to The Golden Age of Baseball with baseball legend Eddie Robinson. If you have questions for Eddie or would like to suggest a topic for him to discuss, please email eddie.robinson65@yahoo.com. This is Greg Ricks inviting you to check out Eddie's other podcasts. And for an even deeper dive into the Golden Age of Baseball, read his autobiography, Lucky Me, My 65 Years in Baseball, which you can find on goodreads.com and on Amazon.